It's the ABCs High School Teachers Really Need to Know, Season 4, Episode Number 5, Efficacy and Efficiency. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe, or buy the books on Amazon.com. It is good to be with you this week. If I sound like, I'm in an aquarium or just sound different in general on the device that you're streaming the episode from, you have good ears and you are not imagining things. I am a little bit muddled today. I don't have my microphone that I normally use in my Snowball microphone that I usually record. And I'm also not in my usual recording space because, like all of us, life throws curveballs, and I had one of those curveballs this week. It wasn't at work. It was actually in my personal life. And you know how it is. Sometimes we feel like things are clicking at work, and it seems like our personal life, things sort of get curveballed there and vice versa. But in this case, my dog had to have a mass that was 5.5 centimeters in diameter removed from his abdomen. And so as a result, I'm having to keep an eye on him, stay home from work, work virtually, which is one of the things that I'm, you know, I don't like to do, but I'm having to do it right now, at least for a couple of days while he is in recovery mode. And I'm sitting on the couch recording this as a consequence. So that's why, long story. But I did want you to understand why I was sounding the way I was. It wasn't like I was lazy and didn't get up and walk to the other room. So anyway, you know, that's life, right? And we're all about that. And this week's episode, I think it's a great segue because you'll hear me say it a lot in the episodes, but I also use it a lot in the episode descriptions. But I say or use the terms effective teachers. And, you know, a lot of times that may seem like sort of a vague construct, right? An effective teacher. What is an effective teacher? And I actually probably land on the opposite side of those who say that's sort of vague, because I think effective teacher is very straightforward based on what effective means and what efficacy means. And that is, are we achieving the desired effect that we're supposed to be achieving? Do we reach the goals that we want to reach? You know, are we doing what we're setting out to do? That's what I mean when I talk about effective teachers, meaning whatever your goals are, your learning objectives, or whatever sort of your mission is inside of your classroom, are you achieving it? And when I use the terms effective teacher, I'm talking about a teacher who does reach those outcomes, at least more so than he or she does not. That's what an effective teacher means to me. And I think that's really important, especially when you talk about efficiency, which of course this episode is titled Efficacy and Efficiency. And I think you need to be both. I think you have to be both, or at least consider both in order to be an effective teacher. And if you look at efficiency and you think about what that term means to you and what it means in general, if you were to look it up on dictionary.com or go to Webster or any other source and you look at what it means, you're going to see things about achieving goals, desired outcomes in a reasonable amount of time or without much waste or without the burning of a lot of resources and so forth and so forth. So when you think about efficiency, we always think about time. You know, is that an efficient process? And I think everybody probably knows that. But what we often gloss over when we think about efficiency is we don't think enough about the fact that if just because something is fast doesn't make it efficient. Efficiency is impossible to achieve if you are not achieving that desired outcome, if you're not reaching that goal. So in other words, if you're not being effective. So when we speed through things, you know, we rush to complete things because we say they're quote unquote efficient. Well, I always challenge us to think about this question. Who are they efficient for? Are they efficient for our students? Are they efficient for our parents? Are they efficient for our process? Are they efficient for us as the facilitators in the classroom? And so remember, nothing is efficient if it's not effective. And so when you're building lesson plans, or when you're designing classes, or writing out your learning objectives, or just evaluating your process, or, you know, how you operate as an educator, you know, and you're assessing your own value, ask yourself this question: am I effective and am I efficient? And that's not two separate questions as much as 1A and 1B. 1A is, are you effective? And 1B, of course, is, are you efficient at being effective? And that's obviously going to go hand in hand with question 1A. They go together. And I think when you really come down to it, you know, and I always get fired up about the things that I am obviously mentioning and talking about and illustrating in our episodes, but this one sort of rings true with me in so many different ways. Because when I'm evaluating myself, or evaluating other teachers, or my process, or their process, or evaluating school programs, my school programs, my school, other schools, I always look at, are they effectively achieving what they want to achieve? And then, are they being efficient at it? And if we're not asking that question, I mean literally asking that question. For example, you write a lesson plan on whales, or you write a lesson plan on, you know, the Battle of Normandy, whatever you want to talk about. Have you asked yourself, is this an efficient lesson plan? Does it achieve the desired effects? And of course you'll go, well, Matt, I wouldn't teach it if I didn't think it was effective. Yes, but you should definitely ask yourself that question, 1A, so to speak. Ask that question so you can reflect on, does this achieve the desired outcome? And then once you sort of say yes to that, modify if necessary, you then move to 1B and ask yourself, is this an efficient lesson plan? Have I achieved the lesson plan or met the goal with minimal use of resources, waste, and effectively using time? And look, talking about our process, if more teachers, because I am convinced, I have no statistics to back this up other than just empirical working in our field and being in all the roles in education that I've been in, I literally feel like if teachers would ask themselves why and what are they efficient and effective when it comes to the various assessments that they have in the classroom, the different assessments that they use, if they ask those questions, they would be so much better at diversifying assessment and just generating assessments and using that feedback effectively. You know, why am I giving this assessment? Does it achieve the desired outcome? Is this the most efficient way? Meaning, does it achieve the desired outcome with minimal waste, burning of resources, and in time? And I know some of you are probably sitting there going, well, Matt, just because something's quick, what, stop you right there. I didn't say being efficient was quick, because it may take you 6 months to achieve a desired effect. I didn't say quick. I said achieving that goal in the least amount of time possible, or with the least amount of waste or resources. And that's sort of the problem that a lot of teachers fall into. And forget teachers, anybody, when they use the word efficiency, they associate that with speed. Look, things can be a slow process, and that still be the most efficient way to do that. And so, asking yourself, okay, why do I do what I do? How do I do what I do? And does it achieve the results that they need to achieve? And is it efficient? If you ask yourself that question, I am absolutely convinced you will be a better teacher. I think that's one way to move the needle in your classroom right off the bat. You know, it's not something that takes a long, long time to do. You could literally look at your maps, meaning your curriculum, your lesson plans and your goals, and ask yourself, are these efficient and are they effective? If not, begin the process of sort of rethinking how you do those things. You know, don't blow up your processes. I always say, instead, just think about, you know, change, growing, renovating. Those things will make you better. And look, when we talk about efficacy and efficiency, you certainly have to know the definitions and know the difference, but also the costs. You know, think about this. I mean, we've talked about stakeholders and the different, you know, it seems like that's coming up the last couple of episodes, how different stakeholders, so parents and students and administrators and us, all of the different stakeholders involved in the education process, there's different perceptions, right? There's different goals. And you know, let's say that something that's efficient in the learning process may not be sort of evident to some of the stakeholders involved. You know, a lot of times students don't have any clue as to why you do the things that you do, but we know as the expert in the room and the facilitator of this process or in this process, however you want to say it, that there's purpose. And parents are the same way, administrators are the same way. I talked about this in that episode I did a couple of weeks ago about crayons and pencils. You do this beautiful lesson plan with macaroni and then it's going great, but then parents and administrators come in and like, why are you doing that? It looks like baby work for these 17 and 18-year-olds, and this may be the best project there could be. You know, it may be laying out DNA molecules, something they don't understand. The point is, it's effective and it's efficient for what you're trying to teach. And so you, as the expert in the room and the facilitator of this process, have to make sure that you're asking yourself, are they indeed effective and efficient? And if they are, then proceed. If they're not, seek to update, seek to change, renovate, whatever it takes to get them to where they need to be. Because there's a cost associated with not being effective and not being efficient. And they're very different costs. You know, if you're not effective, the cost is obvious, right? There's deleterious effects on the students that are involved in your process and perhaps on multiple stakeholders. You know, if you're on a, you know, a team that you're they're depending on you to effectively teach, and all of a sudden they're, you know, falling short of that because you're not being effective and kids don't learn and yada, yada, yada. So you see, it's more than just students involved here. We all have a role and we all have a team that we're on. We're a part of the process. And so that's the sort of cost associated when we have a teacher or teachers that are not effective. And that simply, again, means it's not some vague construct. It means they're not achieving the desired effect. Now, please, by the way, don't take that as a license. You know, take it for what I said. Don't take it as a license because to sort of dismiss a teacher just because you don't like his or her style. You know, I worked with a teacher many years ago that I absolutely differed in every possible style aspect, every possible style aspect. But this individual got students to where they needed to go. And that's okay. They don't have to have the same style of me, and I don't have to value judge them based on style differences. And I do think a lot of times administrators and veteran teachers sort of, I don't know, judge and get into the minutiae of teaching as opposed to, you know, measuring the outcome. You know, you have to balance that, right? There's the science and the pedagogy and instructional strategy sort of constructs and concepts that we focus on, and we need to focus on those things, but we also have to put a lot of emphasis on the results, right? Meaning, what are the results of whatever the style or activities going on in the classroom, right? So that's one thing, but there's a cost also associated, sorry, with efficiency, and that is obvious as well. There is a burning of resources, and one of those resources can be time, which is oh so valuable, as we know in the learning process. There's also, if you know, money and sort of the financial resource side of things. So when you have teachers that are not effective and not efficient, think about what I've said. You're burning up time, money, students aren't learning. It's a disaster. And so when I talk about being an effective teacher, you've got to be both of those things. And it starts, and look, you shouldn't need, and I know that none of you do, but you shouldn't need someone to tell you that you're not effective or not efficient, right? And the way that you really can make sure that you're doing what you need to do, and sort of kind of to balance and check yourself, is to ask that question, this simple question. Is this lesson plan or process or class that I just taught effective and efficient? If you ask that question of everything that you do in your process, do I give feedback effectively and efficiently? And remembering that efficiency is impossible without being effective. You know, ask yourself, what am I? Am I truly meeting that standard with everything that I'm doing in my process? And if you just focus on those things, on answering that question, you will be a much better teacher today, not tomorrow, today. And when you're a much better teacher today, all your tomorrows are much, much better. Well, that is it for this week. Again, thank you so much for being patient with the noises in the background and the muddled nature of the sound quality. I'm looking forward to being back with you next week. I wish I could snap my fingers and it'd already be next week and my dog was healed up. Thank you so much for your continued questions. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe, or buy the books on Amazon.com. Y'all have a great one. See ya.